USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is holding a hearing with Frances Haugen, who's a former Facebook manager, who says Facebook knew the danger its platform posed to Americans, yet ignored it for profit. Testifying before a Senate committee, Haugen maintains the platform can do good, but needs to improve.
We can have social media we enjoy that connects us without tearing our apart our democracy, putting our children in danger, and sowing ethnic violence around the world. We can do better.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is again emphasizing the need for Congress to raise the debt ceiling. Yellen telling CNBC she sees October 18th as the deadline. That's the date she outlined in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week. Yellen describing not being able to pay bills as catastrophic. This is USA Radio News.
Joe Biden is seeking one of the biggest tax increases in history. Now, experts warn these massive tax increases on capital gains and businesses will kill jobs, wreck the economy, and sink the stock market. All this week, Sean Spicer and Lindsey Keith are warning of Biden's tax madness in their special reports. Each night, Spicer and Company talks to the experts on what's coming and how you can protect your hard-earned money. Plus, Sean Spicer reveals new details of his upcoming book, Radical Nation. In Radical Nation, you'll find the shocking truth of the Biden-Harris agenda. So tune into Spicer & Company every evening this week on Newsmax, America's channel for real news. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. Or get Newsmax on most streaming services, or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Newsmax covers the really big stories you need to know. Get Sean Spicer's Radical Nation, and make sure you watch Spicer & Company on Newsmax tonight.
Republican governors are joining Texas Governor Greg Abbott at the U.S. southern border to address the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers in the U.S.-Mexico border. One of those going is Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. He explains how the surge is impacting not only his state, but others as well.
We're having methamphetamine, fentanyl deaths increased by up to 150%. We've indicted a drug kingpin with 2,000 pounds of meth coming in from Mexico. So this is not just hurting Oklahoma, it's hurting all states.
President Biden reversed a Trump-era ban on abortion referrals by taxpayer-funded federal family planning clinics on Monday, returning some $60 million in annual funding to Planned Parenthood. Former President Trump's policy amounted to a prohibition against giving taxpayer funding to health care providers who actively promoted or partnered with the abortion industry. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Cassie Laundry, Brian Laundry's sister, says the last time she physically spoke and saw her brother was on September 6th. Cassie sharing a photo of her son standing next to Brian while he was camping at Fort DeSoto Park, 5 days before Gabby Petito's reported disappearance. Cassie sharing more details about that encounter with ABC's Good Morning America.
We just went for a couple of hours and we ate dinner and had s'mores around the campfire and left. And there was nothing peculiar about it. There was no feeling of grand goodbye. There was no nothing. I'm frustrated that in hindsight I didn't pick up on anything. It was just a regular visit. I don't know if my parents are involved. I think if they are, then they should come clean.
The Nobel Prize for Physics has been awarded to three scientists from Japan, Germany, and Italy. Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, Göran Hansen, announces the winners.
One half of the prize is awarded jointly to Shukuro Manabe and Klaus Hasselmann for the physical modeling of Earth's climate. The other half goes to Giorgio Parisi for the discovery of the interplay of disorder and fluctuations in physical systems from atomic to planetary scales.
The award comes with a gold medal and roughly a $1 million prize. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.